Have their own programs in their homes than they naturally learn. So yesterday, Guru Bhashtakam, this is Guru Vandana, our pranam mantras, certain basic songs like chanting Hare Krishna, Jai Krishna Balaki Jai. These are sort of religious, spiritual culture. That's there in every religion. And they're important to give us a forum for actually expressing certain very important spiritual feelings. And principles. So voicing spiritual principles in the language of great transcendentalists. Like that Guru Vashtakam, we're offering prayers to spiritual master. How do you offer, what prayers do you offer to spiritual master? Or spiritual masters, or in the plural. And Guru, what we're singing now, usually we sing, well, we always sing this to Srila Prabhupada. So how do we pray to Srila Prabhupada? There are pranam mantras. Pranam means pranami. How we're offering respect to different persons. Like how do we offer respect to Vaishnavas? Nowadays, we've got this new trend where people say Hari Bol. But it may not work in Krishna's eyes. So we have, for instance, we have a respectful prayer that we offer to Vaishnavas when we see them. I remember as a young devotee when we joined, sort of the first 5 minutes of the morning was everyone offering respects to everybody else. Young devotee, old devotee, didn't matter. And then of course there are prayers. There are standard prayers. We pray to Nrisingadev, Tavakara Kavala, and so on. We have occasional prayers that we sing, like we have the Damodar Ashtakam for the month of Kartik. We offer obviously prayers. What prayers do we offer to Krishna and to Lord Chaitanya? So there are many, many prayers. But at least some, like the Lord Chaitanya, Namo Mahabharanyaya. Krishna, hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu, offer prayers to Srimati Radharani. So these things, all of these things help us both express devotion, but they actually invoke devotion. Even if you do it, the words themselves, like we were saying yesterday, they will awaken devotion in the heart. So Sanatana Goswami explains that there are even mundane sounds that are empowered with certain type of potency. Like, for instance, there are mantras to charm snakes. So, when you go to India, these people carry around cobras in a basket. And they play the shanai, and the snake comes out. But it's not playing the shanai that has the snake under control. It's because they have certain mantras. First of all, it keeps the cobra in the basket. The cobra's not hanging around in the basket for it, just to put on the show. And there's, for instance, Prabhupada gave this example that when he was in university, that there was one building that was infested with snakes. No one would go into it. So he said they called the snake charmer, and by chanting mantras he collected like 30 snakes or something. Snakes really invoke reaction out of people. So, but that's just a material mantra. That mantra can make a very envious and unpredictable creature very docile. So these prayers, these mantras, they also have a spiritual potency by which they awaken devotion. And ultimately, like Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, they can actually awaken love for Krishna. So that when we do our, you know, in our temples, then we're doing this 4:30 in the morning till 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, and going through all of these different activities. But it's something that we can also do in our home, at least in an abbreviated way. And that way we learn our spiritual culture and tradition, which is extremely important. Okay, so we'll sing this Guru Vandana by Narottam Das. And that was it was a prayer that Prabhupada just introduced in 1973. Before that, we didn't have, we just did kirtan to Prabhupada. That was at 7 after deity greeting. We just went and had kirtan.